强化练习四
Directions. In this section, you will hear a talk or a speech. After listening to the recording, answer the questions below. You will hear the recording twice. Good morning, everyone. I come to you in the spirit of friendship and learning. This is my first visit to China, so I'm at the beginning of a voyage of discovery. Our universities, as well as our societies, have different cultures and traditions, and much still to learn about one another. At the same time, we hold many things in common. One of them, perhaps the most important, is our belief in the power of education. In any remaining time with you, I would like to focus on some of the major challenges confronting institutions of higher education. First, let me say something about the importance of humane learning. It is certainly important that university research contributes to economic well-being, as it surely does. And it is certainly important that a university education helps students to pursue useful and satisfying work, as it does. At the same time, however, there's much more to excellent education than can be measured in dollars or renminbi. The best education not only helps us to be more productive in our professions,It also makes us more reflective, more inquiring and insightful, more complete and fulfilled human beings. It helps us to see connections across different fields of learning that we otherwise might not grasp. In a similar vein, let me emphasize the importance of basic or fundamental research. Without a commitment to intensive research at the most fundamental level, driven by our curiosity,and our sheer desire to learn, many inventions of immense social and human value would never have been discovered. Another major challenge I want to stress is the need to adapt our universities to a world where so many fields of learning, as well as so many important societal problems, have obvious international dimensions.And where the search for new insights can benefit from the collaborative efforts of knowledgeable scholars around the world. We are fortunate that advances in information technology make it easier now than ever before to communicate with colleagues who live and work in distant places. At the same time, there is often no real substitute for the power of direct, sustained, face-to-face exchange among knowledgeable people of goodwill.